Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Jefferies Financial Group, Inc., ticker symbol, JEF. If you're curious about whether this investment banking and capital markets player is a good fit for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from their financials to their recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Jefferies Financial Group is a name that's been around since 1962, and they've built a solid reputation in the financial services space. Headquartered in New York, they operate across investment banking, capital markets, and asset management, with a global presence in the Americas, Europe, and Asia. I'm excited to unpack their story today, looking at their numbers, their strengths, and where they might be headed. Whether you're a long-term investor or just exploring opportunities in the financial sector, there's a lot to cover, so let's dive in. So who exactly is Jefferies? At its core, Jefferies Financial Group is a diversified financial services company with a heavy focus on investment banking and capital markets. They're involved in everything from underwriting deals to providing advisory services for mergers and acquisitions. Beyond that, they manage assets and engage in principal transactions, often acting as a key player in the markets. With over 7,700 employees worldwide, they've got a significant footprint, operating in major financial hubs. Their CEO, Richard Handler, has been steering the ship for years, and the company has evolved from its origins into a modern financial powerhouse. Their business model thrives on generating revenue from high-value transactions and maintaining strong client relationships across industries. That's the big picture, but let's zoom into the numbers to see how they're actually performing. Now, let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2024, Jefferies reported total net revenues of about $10.5 billion, which is a pretty impressive figure and shows growth compared to $7.4 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, investment banking is their bread and butter, contributing roughly $3.3 billion last year. That's a huge chunk of their top line, driven by strong deal-making and underwriting activity. Interest revenue also plays a big role, bringing in over $3.5 billion, which reflects their ability to capitalize on lending and financing activities. Principal transactions added another $1.8 billion, while commissions and fees rounded out at about $1.1 billion. Geographically, the Americas dominate with nearly $5 billion in revenue, while Europe and the Middle East contribute over $1 billion, and Asia-Pacific chips in with $505 million. This spread shows they're not overly reliant on one region, which is a plus for diversification. Overall, their revenue streams look robust, especially in investment banking, but I'll dig deeper into how sustainable this growth is as we move along. Moving on to earnings, Jefferies has had some interesting results recently. In their latest fiscal Q1 2026 report, they posted a 22% jump in profit, largely thanks to resilient deal-making and strong underwriting in their investment banking division. Their total net revenues for the quarter hit $2.2 billion, up from $1.9 billion in the same period last year. Investment banking net revenues alone were over $1 billion, which is a record for them. However, not everything was rosy. There were some challenges in fixed income and private credit that put a bit of a damper on the overall picture. Still, their ability to deliver on the investment banking front in a tough market is a good sign. Looking at the full year 2025 numbers, they reported a net income of $710 million, translating to an EPS of 2.93 cents, which is down slightly from $3.08 in 2024. It's clear they've got strengths, but there are areas they need to shore up, especially with some of the headwinds in specific segments. Let's take a closer look at their financial statements to get a sense of their overall health. As of the end of fiscal 2025, Jefferies had total assets of about $76 billion, up from $64.4 billion in 2024, showing they're expanding their balance sheet. Cash and cash equivalents stood at a hefty $14 billion, which gives them a lot of liquidity to navigate any short-term challenges. On the liability side, total liabilities are around $65.4 billion, leaving them with a stockholders' equity of $10.6 billion. That's a decent cushion, though their debt levels are something to keep an eye on given the nature of their business. Looking at profitability metrics, their return on equity for the trailing 12 months is about 9.5%, which isn't bad, but shows there's room for improvement compared to some peers in the financial sector. Their gross profit margin is strong at 62.3%, but the net profit margin is slimmer at 6.6%, reflecting the high costs of operating in this space. Cash flow-wise, 2025 saw operating cash flow of $333 million, a sharp drop from previous years like 2021, when it was over $1.5 billion. This volatility in cash flow is something investors should note, as it could signal challenges in maintaining consistent operational efficiency. Now, let's tackle valuation. At the current stock price of around $39.63, Jefferies has a market cap of approximately $8.2 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is about 11.56, which seems reasonable compared to the industry average in the capital market space, which sits much higher at over 100. This suggests Jefferies might be undervalued relative to peers, but we need to dig deeper. Their price-to-sales ratio is 0.73, indicating the market isn't pricing in a lot of growth premium right now. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts are pegging it around 14.94 at a higher price point, which still looks attractive if they can sustain earnings growth. Dividend yield is another highlight at 4.02%, offering a nice return for income-focused investors. On the flip side, their enterprise value of $8.2 billion and a free cash flow yield that's negative at minus 20.7% raise some red flags about their ability to generate cash after expenses. So while the stock looks cheap on some metrics, there are underlying concerns about profitability and cash flow that temper the bargain narrative. Let's break down Jefferies through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their investment banking division is a powerhouse, consistently delivering record revenues even in challenging markets. Their global presence across multiple regions also helps spread risk and tap into diverse opportunities. On the weaknesses front, their exposure to private credit and fixed income struggles has been a drag, as seen in recent quarters. High operating costs are another issue, with an efficiency ratio that's not as competitive as some rivals. Moving to opportunities, the ongoing wave of mergers and acquisitions globally could play to their strengths in advisory services. They're also well-positioned to benefit from rising interest rates through their interest revenue stream. However, threats loom large, economic downturns could hit deal-making hard, and their exposure to private credit defaults has already raised eyebrows among analysts. Regulatory scrutiny in the financial sector is another risk that could complicate things. Overall, Jefferies has a strong foundation but needs to navigate some choppy waters ahead. Let's check out their recent stock performance. Over the past week, Jeff is down about 1.7%, and over the last month, it's taken a bigger hit of 12.6%. Zooming out, the past year hasn't been kind either, with a decline of nearly 20%. However, if you look at the 5-year trend, they're up an impressive 91%, showing that long-term holders have seen gains despite recent turbulence. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.8% over the past year, Jefferies is underperforming, and that's something to consider. From a technical perspective, the stock is trading below its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which could signal more downside in the short term unless we see a catalyst. For those thinking about a short-term move, I'd be cautious. Momentum isn't on their side right now, and the broader market sentiment for financials could weigh them down further. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Jefferies is priced fairly for long-term investors. I want to caveat this by saying that for banks and financial institutions like Jefferies, traditional discounted cash flow, or DCF, models aren't always the best fit. Their business revolves around managing deposits, loans, and complex financial instruments rather than generating predictable free cash flows like a manufacturing company would. That said, let's run through a DCF just to get a ballpark figure, keeping in mind its limitations. Using their recent financials, I've projected out their cash flows based on historical trends and assumed a conservative growth rate of 2-3% annually for the next 5 years, tapering to a terminal growth rate of 2%. Applying a discount rate of 8% to account for the risk in the financial sector, we arrive at an intrinsic value. After crunching the numbers, the DCF suggests an intrinsic value of around $45 per share, which is above the current price of $39.63. Again, take this with a grain of salt, because DCF isn't ideal for banks. Better metrics for valuing Jefferies would be price-to-earnings or price-to-book ratios. Their PB ratio isn't immediately available in my dataset, but given the PE of 11.56 compared to the industry, it supports the idea that they might be undervalued. If we lean on the dividend discount model instead, factoring in their $0.60 annual dividend and a required return of 8%, we get a value closer to $40, which aligns more with the current price. So, while there's a potential upside, I wouldn't bank solely on the DCF here. Focus on relative valuation metrics for a clearer picture. All right, let's wrap this up. Jefferies Financial Group is a fascinating player in the financial services space with a lot going for them, especially in investment banking, where they've shown real strength. Their revenue growth and global reach are definite positives, and at a PE of around 11.5, they look reasonably valued compared to peers. However, challenges in private credit, fixed income, and volatile cash flows are worth watching, as is their recent stock underperformance. For long-term investors, there's potential here, especially with a solid dividend yield of over 4%, but you'll need to stomach some near-term uncertainty. I'd rate Jefferies as a hold for now. There's value, but I'd wait for a better entry point or clearer signs of improvement in their weaker segments. What do you think? Are you bullish on Jefferies, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives into stocks like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.